Welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Morningside Mustangs in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest winners of two in a row, 13-10 overall. They have fought their way back to a game over 500 in the GPAC at 7-6. For the Morningside Mustangs, 18-4 overall, 10-3 in the conference. They are among the top teams in the conference and the nation once again this season, and they look to improve on their 10-3 standing and stay in the hunt for the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season title after the Concordia Bulldogs were stunned this past weekend by Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you. I'm seated just to the left of the Dort College bench, and we are set for basketball. The Dort College Defenders concluding their warm-ups while the Morningside Mustangs have retreated to the locker room for their last-minute instructions. And first things first, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma about today's matchup between Dort College and Morningside.
The Dort College Defenders get set to play the Morningside Mustangs. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action, and the Defenders coming off a win over on Saturday over Nebraska Wesleyan, and they've now won two in a row, dating back to a win over the Mount Marty Lancers last Wednesday. Coach, playing a Morningside team that you battled down to the wire back in December it was. What did you do well in that contest that allowed you to be in the game and have a shot at the end?
Well, I thought we defended their perimeter game pretty well in Sioux City. When you hold them to 60 points, you're going to have a chance, hopefully. And you know, I thought we did a pretty good job for the most part of handling their pressure and attacking their pressure and getting the ball moving, getting the ball reversed. So, you know, that we'll have to do that again tonight to have a chance.
Anything that you have done over the last weeks that helps you prepare for Morningside, or is it a case where it's a new team and a new game plan?
Well, they're much better than they were in December when we play them. I feel like they're a much better team, and so are we. Just being in a couple of close games, I think last week, where they didn't go down to the wire on Saturday, but Wednesday, those help you prepare. You know, those help you to feel confident and to be focused when, hey, we're up four or we're down four, and what do we need to do here? And so I think that will help. Having the experience of being in those close games should be a big advantage for us and a help for us this evening.
Any individuals that you need to control for Morningside?
Yeah, you know, Chelsea Trask is an All-American wing player for them. And Baudette, number five, is a really good point guard that shoots it really well. And then Ashlyn Mule is also a post player that's played really well, and she's tough to guard inside. So, you know, they're number three in the country because they're a very balanced team, and they're a very good offensive team, and they're also a good defensive team. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us this evening.
Health of your team heading into tonight's contest?
We are in good health. Yeah, we've had some kids battle illness, but they're back, and, you know, the ankles and the bumps and bruises that every team has, we have those too, but and I'm pretty pleased that we're reasonably healthy and ready to go tonight. Thank you.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about the matchup between Dort College and the Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders looking to build on that two-game winning streak, getting a much-needed win on the road over the Mount Marty Lancers last Wednesday. That inserted Dort College back into the chase for potentially a fifth-place finish in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Now they need some things to break their way as the conference race moves along. And here we are just seven games from the end of the conference season. Morningside Mustangs are 18-4 right now, 10-3 in the conference. Two of those losses came in the span of 3 days in losses to Mount Marty and Concordia. Since those two losses, the Mustangs have won a three-point decision over Northwestern and a seven-point win over the Doan Tigers. Jamie Sales' team is averaging 74.4 points per game. It allows 61 points per contest. Sioux City, Iowa-based school holds a 39-34.8 rebounding advantage, and they make 43.5% of the shots they take from the floor while allowing 39.3% shooting. Chelsea Trask is averaging 13.7 points per game and has handed out 58 assists in 22 games. Trask leads the team with 48 three-point baskets made, and she's converting 40.7% of her three-point tries. Ashlyn Mole is good for 11.3 points and a team-high 7.1 rebounds. Hannah Bloom and Shelby Baudette each score between 7 and 8 points per game. The Defender women are 13-10 this season, 7-6 in the GPAC. They've got seven games remaining. The Defenders have won two games in a row, four of their last five. Dort College is 6-2 since a December 15th win over Briarcliff. They're 8-3 since December 8th. The Defenders average 70.6 points per game on offense. They're limiting teams to 61.7 points per contest. York College converts 41.1% of their field goal attempts and are holding teams to 38.2% success. Dort out-rebounds teams 37.5 to 36.1 and have made 380 of 548 free throw attempts, that is. Opponents have gotten to the charity stripe 459 times and have converted 300. York College has taken 418 three-pointers in a team, as a team, that is, and have converted a team record 148 this season for 35.4% success. Kara Van Dyke is the leading scorer with a 13.4 points per game average. She's the top rebounder with 7.6 per contest. Kayla Brockheist knocks down 12.4 points per game, tops the team with 45 made three-point baskets. Brianna Sprong's average is 11.1. She has 5 rebounds per game and has a team-high 52 assists. Elise Marish contributes 10.1 points per game and gets 5.7 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus is converting 7.5 points per game. Danelle Bone is at 6.4. Bone has made 32 of 64 three-point baskets this winter. The Morningside women had to fight off the Doan Tigers in GPAC play on Saturday. The two teams were tied 40-40 at halftime before the hosts were able to pull away for a 78-71 win. Lacey Lehman led the team with 16 points off of the bench. She had 4 rebounds. The Defender women pulled away late for an 80-63 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort converted 21 of 59 shots and were 34 of 36 from the free throw line. Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke both had 14 points. Kayla Brookhuis and Jamie Cook both had 12. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the starting lineups for tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Are your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game? First of all, for the Morningside Mustangs under Coach Jamie Sale. They will start number 2, Chelsea Trask, a 5'9 senior from Rockford, Iowa, averaging 13.7 points per game. Number 5 is Shelby Budette, a 5'7 senior from Walled Hill, Nebraska. She averages 7.2 points per outing. Number 15 is Leanne Alston, a 5'6 junior from Columbus, Nebraska. She tosses in 6 points per game. Number 34 is Ashlyn Mule, a 6-foot sophomore from Minneota, Minnesota, averaging 11.3 points per game. And Hannah Bloom rounds out the starting lineup. She's a 5'10 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 7.6 points per game. Again, for the Mustangs, it'll be Trask, Budette, Austin, Mule, and Bloom. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookhuis. Brookhuis is a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She's averaging 12.4 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa. She is scoring 7.5 points per outing. Kara Van Dyke wears number 31. She's a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 13.4 points per game. Brianna Spronk wears number 35. She's a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She averages 11.1 points per outing. And number 41 is Elise Marish, a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota. She scores 10.1 points per game. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. He is assisted by Terry Vimers and Darren Kaiser. Off of the bench for the Defenders, we anticipate seeing Danelle Bone, 6.4 points per game, Emily Newman, Jessica Jelsma, Micah Holst, and Jamie Cook. Cook is averaging 4.8 points per contest. Dort College in their home white uniforms, the Mustangs for Morningside in their away maroon uniforms, and we are set for basketball. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College Defenders and Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus brings it across the timeline, gives it off left side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis in traffic, double team, gets it away. Skelhaus, extra pass right side over to Spronk. Into the corner, Brookhuis, 3, too short, no good, and the rebound is taken away by Bloom. Here come the Mustangs with the basketball. Shelby Budette with it on the left side. Budette, crossover, dribble, takes it in against Marish, and we've got a foul called on Elise Marish right out of the chute. 19:37 left to play in the first half. Foul called on the floor, so no free throws for the Mustangs, but foul number 1 on Elise Marish. Mustangs have the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Trask. Trask gives down low to Bloom. Bloom fires it back outside for Trask. Trask gives it up Austin. Austin, lob pass down low. Help defense is there, but forcing it up over her shoulders, Ashlyn Mule. And Mule makes it a 2-0 ball game. Morningside in front. So Morningside with a 2-0 lead. Marish passes right side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis on the right side. Brookhuis with it beyond the three-point line, gives to Marish. Marish gives it up to Spronk, and Marish is called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Mustangs. Elise Marish shuffled her feet as she looked to make that pass. And the Mustangs get the basketball back. Shelby Baudette with it on the right side. She goes over to Chelsea Trask. Trask on the right wing. Gives up to Austin. Austin down to the baseline. Cut off there by Skelhas. Around the horn they come. Back over to Baudette. Baudette right side to Bloom. Bloom swings it. Left side Austin. Austin on the wing. They look down low for Mule. Driving the lane. Shot with the left hand. Missed it. No good. The missed shot by Shelby Baudette. Rebound taken away by Spront. Ball is deflected. Picked up by Skelhas. Here come the defenders. Skelhas with it on the right side. Skelhas all the way down to the baseline. Comes back over to Spront. Spront gives it up. Brookice. Brookice. Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Marish. Marish pushed out on the block. Comes back over to Brookice. 14 to shoot. Brookice tries the penetration. 14-footer left side. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Chelsea Trask. Trask to Baudette. Baudette with the basketball. She goes right side to Austin. Austin up front to Trask. Taken away by Brookice after she lost it off of her foot. Brookice drops it off for Spront. Spront layup good. Brianna Spront with a two-point basket. Knots it up at 2-2 with 18 minutes left to play in the first half. Mustang basketball, Baudette. Baudette with it on the left side. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Bloom. Bloom looking for the backdoor cut, finds Trask, too strong, no good. Rebound Mule, Mule shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and the putback is good for Leanne Austin. Austin with the two-point basket, and the defenders trail 4-2. In the backcourt is Skelhas, Skelhas to Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes right side, Brookice. Brookice, two players around her, has it tapped away from behind, picking it up in the front court is Skelhas. Skelhas goes right side, Spront, Spront, Marish. Marish is fouled from behind. The foul is going to go on Chelsea Trask, and that's number one on her. 17-23 left to play in the first half. Dort College with a basketball, throwing it in is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking in danger of a 5 seconds call, gets it into Marish. Marish shot no good, and the rebound is controlled by Baudette. Baudette with the basketball across half court. She's got it up front, goes left side over to Trask. Trask gives it up on the wing, comes back over to Austin. Austin, three, misses everything, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Bloom, but she's on the end line, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Dort College gets the basketball back, and the defenders will bring it up with Kayla Brookice. Brookice across the timeline, has it tapped away from behind, but a foul call on the play. I believe that's going to go on Leanne Austin. Austin whistled for the personal foul. 16:57 left to play in the first half. Morningside commits their second foul of the half. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice looking down low for Marish. Brookice all the way down to the baseline, picks it up, fires it back out front. Three-pointer for Skelhas, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped out, and last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back. They'll retain possession of it after the missed shot. Throwing it in will be Skelhas. Skelhas to Trigger. Still looking, gets it into Marish. Marish for the basketball. Marish. Trapped in the corner, tries to step through the trap, and she throws it off of a Morningside player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College maintaining possession of it after Marish got trapped in the corner. She threw it off of a Morningside player to keep possession of it. Skelhas with it, 20 to shoot. Skelhas on the wing, comes back over to Marish. Marish to the cutter, Spronk. Spronk spins in the lane, nothing there, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, ball fake right. Puts it on the floor now. Back over to Brookice. Brookice slicing into the lane with a left hand. Kick out pass to Skelhas. Skelhas knocked down on the play. Picked up by Marish. Marish feeds it down low, intended for Van Dyke. And it's taken away by the Mustangs. Mustangs off and running. Mustangs playing very physically on defense. Left side pass goes to Bloom. Bloom into traffic. And a charging foul called on Bloom. Hannah Bloom whistled for the personal foul with 16:06 remaining in the half. Brookice will check out. Bowen is in. Cook is in. Marish is out. So Dort College will be inbounding the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. They get the ball inbounded to Skelhas. Skelhas over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's pass tipped and controlled by Morningside. Scoop shot no good by Morningside's number 31. I don't have her on my roster. Beg your pardon, number 30. That's Lacey Lehman. Lehman is in the ball game. Lehman missed the shot. Low scoring affair thus far. Dort College trailing 4-2. Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Trigger. Right baseline. Well out on the floor. Looking for the pass in. Gets it into Bone. Bone's making 50% of her three-point shots. Cook feeds it Bone. Bone right side. 18 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Pass comes over to Sprock. Sprock will drive in. Double team. Fires it up. Miss. Knocked off balance. Missed the shot. And here comes Morningside. Back the other way. Baudette. Baudette. Back out front to Trask. Trask, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaas. Skelhaas, right side. Cook, down low, intended for Van Dyke, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside gets the ball back on the turnover. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Through the lane pass, Morningside attacking. Pass goes over to Jessica Teets, and Teets makes the basket. Morningside leads it 6-2, 15 minutes left to go, first half. Van Dyke with it across half court to Emily Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman double-teamed, looking for the pass, used up her dribble. She's in trouble, gets it away. Gelsman. Gelsman's fouled on the play. The foul's going to go on Morningside. And Teets with 14:49 left to play. 6-2, Morningside, leading by four. 14:48 left to play, first half. Pass goes into the corner over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone trapped in the corner. Gives it up. Tries to find Van Dyke, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Morningside deflecting the ball away. Out of bounds. Dort College throws it in over the top. Cook. Dort College needs a bucket. They pass it to Newman. Newman, four players overloading on the near side defensively. They find Cook. Cook over to Gelsma. Gelsma with it, and she travels. Morningside getting Dort College going just a little too fast, and the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 14:31 left to play in the first half. Back with more after this. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 14:20 and counting. First half, three-pointer corner, no good by Morningside. Missed shot that time by Bobby McManaman. Here come the defenders with a rebound. Jessica Gelsma across half court, picks up her dribble, comes over to Bone. Bone with it on the right side. Comes over to Cook. Cook feeds it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke double-teamed, looking. Feeds it over to Cook, and it goes off of Cook's foot out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Dort College plagued with turnovers early on. That's their third turnover. Just about 6 minutes gone in this contest. Morningside leads 6-2. 6-2, our score. Bringing the ball up is Baudette. Baudette to the free throw line. She feeds it left side. Shot is up and good from inside the lane on the left side. Teets with a two-point basket. Morningside leads it 8-2. Gelsma with it near midcourt. Comes back over to Cook. Cook will walk it up. Three players around her. She finds Van Dyke on the long pass, and Kara Van Dyke knocks down the short shot. Dort College leads it 8-4 on the pass over the top. From Cook to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with her first 2 points this evening. 13:20 and counting, first half. Mustangs have the basketball. Baudette. Baudette looking right side. She gives it up to Lehman. Through the lane pass, left side up and down for Jessica Teets. Teets with a third field goal. And the Dort College defenders trail it 10-4, and she was fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jamie Cook with 13:14 remaining in the half. And the defenders trail at 10-4. Newman and Van Dyke are out. Brookice and Spronk are back in for the defenders. Jessica Teets to the free throw line. The left-handed free throw is good. She's a 46% free throw shooter. She has come off of the bench for 7 points for the Mustangs in the early going. Bone with it in the backcourt. She feeds it reverse over to Gelsma. Gelsma near midcourt. Comes back over to Bone. Bone middle of the floor. Cook. Cook left side Spronk. Sprock down to the baseline, puts it up. She's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's called on the Mustangs. And Kayleen Anderson. 12:59 left to play in this half. For the Mustangs have been saddled with five fouls already. For Dort College, this will be the first free throw attempt of the night. Brianna Spronk's first free throw is good. Spronk is a 66% free throw shooter. She's got 3 points this evening. And the Mustangs lead it 11-5. Dort College trying to trim the lead down to five. Second free throw by Spronk is up, short, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by the Mustangs. Dort College trails 11-5. Mustang basketball quickly up the floor. Over the basketball is Austin. Austin passes over to Bloom. Bloom goes left side, McManaman. McManaman down to the baseline. They reverse it to Bloom. Bloom shot blocked by Spronk, but a foul on Spronk. Spronk is fouled on the play, committing the foul on in the act of shooting. Hannah Bloom will shoot two free throws. Bloom is not a good free throw shooter. 43% for the season. First free throw is on the way and good. Didn't look like a 43% free throw shooter there. 16 for 37 entering the ball game. Now 17 for 38. Another free throw on the way for Bloom. Right-handed, up and down. Both of those catch nothing but nylon. And it's a 13-5 lead for Morningside. In the backcourt, Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up to Bowen. Bowen crosses the midcourt stripe on the pass to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk underneath the basket. Kicks it out. Bowen. Bowen, three. Good. Donnell Bowen with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 13-8. Bowen is making nearly over 50% of her shots from the three-point line. And answering back from the right wing is Bobby McManaman with a three-pointer of her own. Dort College trails 16-8 as the two teams exchange three-point baskets. Steal by Morningside on the other end, and gathering in the missed shot is Jessica Teets. Teets with 9 points on the putback, and the Dort College defenders trail at 18-8 with 12:02 left to play in this first half. So a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Defenders facing a double-digit deficit. Back with more after this. Well, the Morningside Mustangs not overlooking Dort College this evening. They have come out with more defensive intensity than I have seen a Morningside team in the past couple of seasons when they have faced Dort College. And they have played that out to the tune of an 18-8 advantage over the Dort College defenders thus far. 18-8 our score, 12:02 left to play in the first half. Morningside forcing Dort College to use their second timeout of this first half. Kara Van Dyke will throw the ball in for the defenders, trailing by 10. Van Dyke to Trigger. Has Bone open on the sideline. Gets it to Donnell Bone. Back over to Brookice. Brookice near the free throw line. Gets it up the right sideline to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Spronk. Spronk into the lane. Spins with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Van Dyke. And Van Dyke throws it away. It's taken back by Leanne Austin. Austin with the basketball. Middle of the floor. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way is good. Three-pointer by Bobby McManaman, her second of the night. Morningside leads it 21-8. 21-8 our score. Van Dyke middle of the floor. Brookice. Brookice with it, driving. Kick out pass, and her pass, was it tipped? The officials conferring, and they say it was not. Our officials tonight, Royce Raniger, Brad Cooner, and Seth Hansen. So with 11:24 left to go in the contest, in the first half that is, Morningside leads Dort College 21-8, and they're looking to build on the 13-point advantage. Mustangs bringing the ball up, Leanne Austin. Austin near midcourt, brings it right side, gets a ball screen, drives in, double team, feeds Bloom, who rolled slowly off of the screen, and now we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Morningside basketball on the held ball. Mustangs will throw it in with Leanne Austin, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in, Austin looking. Looks, throws over the top, gets it to Chelsea Trask in between the circles. She goes left side, Austin. Austin underneath, shot no good by Teets. Rebound controlled by the defenders, finally controlled by Bone as it was deflected out to the perimeter. Bone will bring it up court herself. Donnell Bone with the basketball. She's got a three-pointer to her credit this evening. She spots up right side well beyond the three-point line. Comes back on the reverse over to Brookice. Brookice misses off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Swiping it away was Brookice. They go Marish at the top of the key. Marish, left side Brookice. Brookice, right side Bone. Bone, ball fake. Nothing there. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Bone with it on the right side. Step back. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will put up the three and swishes it through. Three-pointer for Jasmine Skelhaus, averaging 7.5 points per contest. And the defenders trail 21-11 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Morningside basketball leading by 10. McManaman reverses left side. Teets. Teets has had the hot hand off of the bench. She's got 9 points for the Mustangs. She gets the pick and roll now. Muscles it up underneath. Shot no good. Rebound though, Bloom. Bloom shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke for the basketball outlets over to Brookice. Brookice right side. Marish spots up on the perimeter. Her 15-footer is good. Elise Marish with a 2-point basket. North College trails 21-13. Defenders trying to chip away at the Morningside lead that not that long ago was 13. North College with 5 unanswered. A 3 by Skelhaus and a 2 by Marish. Mustangs have the basketball. McManaman passes right side, Bloom. Bloom underneath, Teets. Teets double teamed, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be North College basketball. So North College on defense. Teets, a freshman, checks out of the contest. Checking in is Ashlyn Mule. She's a sophomore. So the Mustangs with some youth in their post positions. North College trailing by 8. Ball deflected. Picked up by Bone. Bone's got it in the backcourt. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Morningside basketball. 9:15 remaining in the half. So the Mustangs to throw it in. Bloom tosses it in to Baudette. Baudette in between the circles out front. Baudette passes left side to Osten. Osten to Bloom. Bloom at the top of the key. Comes back left side, Baudette. Baudette with the basketball. Baudette on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Guarded by Bone. Comes back over to Bloom. Bloom will step out. Shoots the three. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Long shot. Step through move. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out by Marish. Marish tracks it down. She comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus quickly up the floor. Left side, Bone. Bone down into the corner. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Bone feeds it out front. Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Left side. Bone on the wing. Morningside, it looks like, in a zone. They feed it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Her jumper is no good from 12 on the right side. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs off and running. Baudette ahead to Mule. Mule shot good. 2-point basket for Mule. 23-13. North College down by 10. Van Dyke with the basketball. She comes right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, cross-court pass, Bone. Bone, Brookice. Brookice splits the defense, takes it up strong with the left hand, and Kayla Brookice has her first 2 points this evening. And the North College defenders trail at 23-15. Mustang basketball, Baudette. Baudette to Trask. Trask pass over the top. Getting it is Mule. Mule's 2-point basket is good. She's got 6, and the defenders unable to chip the lead down further than 8. It's back to 10 right now. Swing pass goes left side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with a 2-point basket. No good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Morningside coming back the other way. This is Trask. Trask, left side, Bloom. Bloom with the basketball on the wing. Bloom, round the horn they go over to Trask. Trask underneath Mule, double teamed. Kicks it out to Baudette. Baudette, 3, good. Baudette with a 3-point basket. And the lead is back to 13 for the Mustangs at 28-15. Under 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Right side pass, Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Spots up. Her 3 from the wing is good. Kayla Brookice with back-to-back field goals for the defenders. North College down 10, 28-18. Got to start putting some stops together, though. 6:40 remaining in the first half. Out front with it, the Mustangs. They go over to Chelsea Trask. Trask into the lane. She passes it off. Gets the return pass right side to Baudette. Baudette, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Marish. Marish over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Brookhuis brings it up the floor. She passes left side Van Dyke. Underneath intended for Marish and turned it over. Got going just a little too fast that time, did the defenders. Marish was open, but the pass led just a little too far in front of her. Mustangs will now bring the basketball up. Defenders will play defense. On the floor for the defenders will be Newman, Cook, Jelsma, Spronk, and Brookhuis. For the Mustangs, Leon Austin, Shelby Baudette. Baudette has the basketball. She gives it out front, Lehman. Lehman shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, working against Randy Ebert. Jelsma picks up her dribble, goes right side Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. Cook, Spronk, Spronk posting up. Her spinner in the lane is no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Jelsma. Jelsma muscles it up. Shot rims out, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. We've got a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. A pushing foul is going to go on Jessica Jelsma with 5:43 remaining. 5:43 left to play in this half. 28-18, Dort College down by 10. Mustangs have the basketball. Austin, I beg your pardon, that is Baudette. Baudette right side, Trask. Trask to Mule. Mule gets free underneath. Her shot no good, but late in arriving on the help defense with Jamie Cook, and she's going to get called for the personal foul. Foul called on Jamie Cook, and for Cook, that is number two with 5:27 left. Ashlyn Mule will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up, no good. She's a 64% free throw shooter. She misses the front end. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is off the heel, no good, so she misses them both and opens the door for Dort College to cut it down to a single-digit ball game once again. With the basketball is Brookhuis. Brookhuis, Newman. Newman on the right side, pushed out on the play. They get it to Jelsma posting up. Kick out Brookhuis. Brookhuis into the lane. Hesitates, gets around Mule. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Shot clock got reset. I don't think it should have. Ball is stolen away. Mustangs come back the other way. Lehman. Lehman into the front court. Lehman at the free throw line over to Mule. Mule goes left side. That's Randy Ebert with it. Ebert gives it up to Baudette. Baudette to Trask. Trask out front. She passes it up to Ebert. Ebert with the basketball. Might have got away with a high dribble. She passes left side. Trask. 4:40 left to play in the half. Shot blocked by Cook underneath on the attempted shot by Mule. Here come the defenders. Dort College trailing 28-18. Right side pass to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes back out front. Jelsma. Jelsma splits the defense. Help defense by Mule. She muscles it away from Jelsma. Now as the ball is down on the floor. Picked up by Jelsma. And thrown away. Mustangs come up with a loose basketball. Mustangs coming back the other way. Left side is Ebert. Ebert, three, good. That's the fourth three-pointer by Morningside in this half. And the defenders trail by 13. 31-18. 3:55 left to play. Jelsma, Brookhuis. Brookhuis, three from the wing. Missed it, no good. Chases down her own rebound, though, and lays it up and down. Kayla Brookhuis with 7 first-half points. Defenders trail by 11, 31-20. Morningside basketball, left side, Trask. Trask gives on the elbow to Lehman. Comes back right wing, Jip Baudette. Baudette looking down low, used up her dribble, feeds it out front instead to Ebert. Ebert with the basketball, back on the elbow to Lehman. Lehman gives it up, Trask. Trask at the free throw line, back to Lehman. Lehman, three, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. 3:19 and counting, first half. Dort College down by 11. Jelsma goes right side, Newman. Newman on the right side, and she is fouled on the sideline by Lacey Lehman with 3:09 remaining in the half. 31-20 our score. So Dort College maintains possession of it. Next foul on the Mustangs will send Dort College to the free throw line for the bonus. Out front with the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas looking. Picks up her dribble on the right side. She is guarded by Randy Ebert. Gets it away, Brianna Spronk. Spronk high post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the cut to Spronk. Spronk layup good. Brianna Sprunt got free for the easy look. Haven't been many of those so far tonight. North College trails 31-22, 2:45 left to play in the half. Bobby McManaman feeds it out front to Leanne Osten. Osten, left side, comes back out front. McManaman reins in a three, her third of the afternoon or the evening. And the Mustangs lead it 34-22. Skelhaus, right side, Brookice, 2:25 and counting. Brookice, Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is called for steps as she comes to a jump stop off the received pass. Morningside gets the ball back, leading by 12. They've led by as many as 13 on a couple different occasions this evening. Mustangs have the basketball. Ebert. Ebert goes left side, three on the way, and again it's McManaman. McManaman with 12 first half points. And the Mustangs have blown the lead up to 15 at 37-22. Wasn't that long ago. It was a 31-22 ball game, but back-to-back three-pointers by McManaman. Now a turnover on the other end by Spronk. Here comes Morningside. Morningside off and running, Randy Ebert. Ebert out front. She's going to duck her shoulder. Pass through the lane, controlled, and taken away by Spronk. Brianna Spronk for the basketball on the left side. Spronk picks up her dribble. Comes over to Marish. Marish with it, trying to get it back out front to Spronk, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Well, it went from 9 to 15 really quickly. McManaman with back-to-back three-pointers. She has done this to Dort College before. The first meeting of these two teams, she got hot in the first half as well, and she's done it again tonight. Mustangs feed it down low, and we've got a travel called against Jordan Wollenberg. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. McManaman this season, 38 of 102 on three-pointers. She's got another four tonight. 120 and counting, first half. Skelhaus with the basketball as we approach the one-minute mark. Van Dyke has it wrestled away from her. Mustangs come up with the basketball. Driving in, right-handed layup is good for McManaman. McManaman with 14 points. And the defenders trail 39-22. Mustangs on an 8-0 run right now. Pass underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three, rims it, no good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs off and running with it. Shelby Baudette. Baudette with it on the right side. Baudette picks up her dribble, goes over to Osten. Osten with the ball. Osten feeds it underneath McManaman, and McManaman is fouled from behind. Did it come on the shot is the question. Foul called on Dort College and Elise Marish with 43.3 seconds remaining in the half. Bobby McManaman to shoot two free throws. She has 14 first-half points, now 15. And they have come in a hurry. McManaman averaging 5.6 points per ballgame this season up to this point. She has nearly tripled her average. She makes both free throws. She's got 16 first-half points. And the lead that was 9 not that long ago has grown to 19. 34 seconds with the basketball. Dort College. Skelhaus gives it over to Bone. Bone on the right side. 13-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Skelhaus will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Teets. Teets gets it ahead. Morningside on the run. Comes back right side. Layup attempt. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Spront. Dort College will hold for the final shot of the half and hopefully get to the locker room down by 19 at the most. Left side pass. Bone. Bone gives it up. Cook. Cook, cross-court pass, Skelhaus. Skelhaus tries to dump it off, and the ball is tipped away. Last touch by Dort College. Morningside gets it, and that's the end of the half. 41-22 our score. Morningside in front by 19. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. A rapidly played first half of basketball. The Dort College defenders find themselves down 41-22. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College was tied with Morningside 2-2. Morningside went on a 6-0 run to make it 8-2. Pushed the lead up to double digits at 18-8. Dort College called the timeout with 12:02 left to go in the first half. Morningside saw their lead cut to 8. But they built the lead back up to 13 at 28-15. And with the score at 31-22, Morningside scores the last 10 points of the half and go into the locker room up 19, 41-22. Dort College led unofficially by Caleb Brookice with 7, while the Mustangs have been helped off of the bench by Bobby McManaman's 16 points. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime numbers look like this. Morningside, 15 of 34 from the floor, 44.1%. 6 of 12 on threes, 50%. 5 of 7 on free throws for 71.4%. For the defenders, they are 9 for 24 from the floor, 37.5%. 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%. 1 for 2 on free throws, 50%. Dort College is out of rebound in Morningside, 20-15. Turnovers, Dort College 17, Morningside 5. That's 12 extra possessions for the Mustangs. Individually, Bobby McManaman, 16 points, 5 for 6 off of the bench, 4 of 5 on three-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She scored those 16 points in 9 minutes of play. 9 points for Jessica Teets, 6 for Ashlyn Mule, 3 for Randy Ebert, 3 for Shelby Baudette, 2 for Leanne Osten, 2 for Hannah Bloom, for their total of 41 points for the defenders. 7 for Kayla Brookice, 5 for Brianna Sprock, 3 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 2 for Kara Van Dyke, 2 for Elise Marish, 3 for Danelle Bone, for their total of 22 points. Rebounds. Jessica Jelsma has a team-high 4 for the defenders, 3 each for Kayla Brookice, Kara Van Dyke, Brianna Spronk, and Elise Marish. For the Mustangs, they are topped by Leanne Osten and Hannah Bloom with 3 rebounds each, 2 for Ashlyn Meal, 2 for Jessica Teets, and no one else with more than 1 for the Mustangs. 4 assists for Shelby Baudette for the Mustangs, 2 for Leanne Osten, and 2 for Jordan Wollenberg. For the defenders, 2 assists for Kara Van Dyke. 2 steals for Kayla Brookice. Dort College had 3 steals as a team. Mustangs with 9 steals as a team, led by Leanne Osten's 4. 41-22, Morningside leads Dort College by 19. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime. Right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, trying to track down some halftime scores. And it looks like I'm missing one at this point. That is Doan and Concordia. These are the scores that we have that have gone to halftime. Briarcliff leads Northwestern 37-32. These are women's scores. Midland leads Nebraska Wesleyan 33-19. Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan by Baker's Dozen at the Corn Palace 31-18. Concordia and Doan, last check, it was 16-14. Doan leading Concordia with about 12 minutes left to go in the half, but that is a little while ago. For those of you watching on the webcast, you've just watched a 5-on-5 game of the Village Northwest Unlimited Panthers. They are a team that has qualified for the National Special Olympics, I believe. And they will be exhibiting their skills again at halftime of the men's contest in a 10-minute mini game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. They've gone to halftime in Crete, where the Doan Tigers lead the Concordia Bulldogs 30-29 at halftime. For the second game in a row, the Tigers standing toe-to-toe with a nationally rated team. They went right at Morningside, ended up losing by 5 this past weekend. And now with the number 2 rated team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, a team that lost on Sunday to Dakota Wesleyan, they are, Doan is leading Concordia 30-29 at halftime in women's basketball. So these are the halftime scores again. Briarcliff over Northwestern, 37-32. Morningside leads Dort, 41-22. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan, 33-19. Doan over Concordia, 30-29. And Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 31-18. Coming up this weekend, Dort College basketball at Briarcliff. You can hear the games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Women's contest starts at 2, men to get underway at 4 o'clock. All that from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Back with the start of the second half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Defenders trail Morningside, 41-22 at halftime of this women's college basketball game. Ratings released earlier yesterday. NAI Division II women's basketball, GPAC again heavily represented in the poll. Concordia number 2, Morningside number 3, Briarcliff 7, Northwestern 9, Dakota Wesleyan 24th. Dort College basketball after the halftime intermission. With the basketball is Van Dyke after the pass from Skelhaas. Dort College with it left side. Skelhaas Marish hit the floor over near me. And now we've got a foul called on the play on the Mustangs and Hannah Bloom. Bloom whistled for the personal foul with 19:47 left to go in the second half. Dort College down 19. Got to chip away, see if you can get it to single digits. Brooke Ice, right side, drives, dumps it off. Baseline jumper, Van Dyke, good. Caravan Dyke with 4 points. Dort College trails 41-24. Mustangs with the basketball. Dort College showing pressure defense of their own. Pass comes over to Austin. Austin is fouled in the backcourt. Foul's going to go on the defenders. And the foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her first personal. 19:26 left to play in this half. That's in regulation. Dort College trailing 41-24. Mustangs have the basketball. Austin. Austin with the basketball, gives it up, Bloom. Bloom on the backdoor cut, intended for Trask, and Brookhice commits the foul with 19:15 remaining. Well, the defenders trying to be a little more aggressive, but that has resulted in a couple of fouls. Morningside impounding the basketball, they get it to Austin. Austin gives it up, Baudette. Baudette, round the horn they go, Bloom. Bloom with the basketball, right side, Trask. Trask on the wing. Trask reverses field with the behind-the-back dribble, and Trask knocks down the jumper, her first points of the night, and the defenders trail by 19 again, 43-24. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt is Spronk. Spronk with it. Spronk splits the defense, two players around her, bounce pass, Van Dyke left baseline, comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up to Brookhice. Brookhice into the lane. Marish. Marish back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Her jumper is no good. Rebound tapped by Spronk. Spronk baseline jumper. Good. Brianna Spronk with 7 points. Defenders trail 43-26. Long pass over the top. Trask. Trask. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound long taken down by Mule. Mule shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Bloom. Bloom with 4 points. Dort College trails by 19 again, 45-26, as the two teams continue to exchange baskets. with the basketball. Brookice. Brookice on the sideline, has it wrestled away from her. That's Osten. Osten feeds it back right side. Baudette into the lane. Lost it out of bounds. It's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside with the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in for the Mustangs. That's Trask. I beg your pardon, Baudette. Round the horn they go, left side, Trask. Trask down to the baseline, 10 feet out. Kick out pass, straight on, Baudette, three, good. She's got six. Dort College trails 48-26. Morningside coming out with a 22-point advantage on the defenders at this point. Right side pass goes over to Brookice. Brookice swing pass, Spronk. Spronk left wing. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Brookice. Brookice sets up, fires three, no good. Rebound tipped out long. Brookice had it for the moment, and it's stripped away. Coming up with it is Chelsea Trask. Trask, right side, layup is good for the Mustangs. Mustangs with the two-point basket by Leanne Osten. And the Mustangs nearly doubling up on the defenders right now, 50-26. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing 50-26. Morningside on a 5-0 run. Beg your pardon, a 7-0 run. Dort College had it down to 43-26. Morningside, though, has scored the last 7 points and have extended the lead to 24, and that's where we're at right now. With the ball in the backcourt is Bone. Bone to Skelhas, 17:09. And an offensive foul called on Jasmine Skelhas. 17:07 left to go in regulation. And the Mustangs get the ball back. Shelby Baudette with it. Baudette in between the circles out front, guarded there by Jamie Cook. Pass goes left side, Trask. Trask with it on the wing. Trask comes back right side on the baseline to Bloom. Bloom back to Baudette. Baudette gets the return pass left wing. And Morningside chases it into the backcourt. Nearly a violation. And stepping on the sideline trying to save it in was Chelsea Trask. Dort College gets the basketball back. 50-26, Dort College. Trailing by 24. Bone has the basketball. She passes it to Cook. Cook will set up three, rims it, no good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs bring the ball up. With it on the right side is Baudette. Baudette goes back over left side to Trask. Trask on the wing. Trask, nothing there. Comes back to Hannah Bloom. Bloom around the horn they go to Baudette. Baudette left side. Three on the way for Bloom. Bloom, good. Hannah Bloom with 7 points. Morningside hitting on all cylinders right now, 53-26. 16 minutes left to play in regulation. Morningside in control as they have been most of this contest. They got up double digits for the first time at 18-8. Haven't looked back since. Caravan Dykes puts up a long three. Her three-pointer is good. Caravan Dyke with 7 points. Dort College trails 53-29, ending the run of 10 points in a row by the Mustangs. Shelby Baudette sets the offense, comes over to Bloom. Dort College matching up with Morningside. Trask to Baudette. Baudette, left-handed jumper, free throw line, good. Baudette with 8 points. Morningside leads at 55-29. Dort College has used three timeouts already. They've got three remaining. Morningside has not used a timeout. Reach in from behind, called against Leanne Osten. Osten whistled for the personal foul. 15:07 left to play. Here in the ball game, Morningside 55, Dort College 29 on the floor for the defenders. Van Dyke, Jelsma, Spronk, Cook, and Bone. For Morningside, Lehman, Baudette, Anderson, Teets, and on the far side, that's McManaman, who had 16 points in the first half. Caravan Dyke gets the shot from the right elbow. No good from 15. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs coming back the other way. North College trailing 55-29. Morningside has the ball, working it to Shelby Baudette. Baudette out front in between the circles. They feed it down low. Spin shot, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Pass goes left side. Three on the way is good for the left corner by Lacey Lehman, and Morningside can't miss right now. 58-29 our score. Morningside scorching. North College unable to match pace. Jamie Cook into the front court. Morningside on defense. They get to Van Dyke. Van Dyke 10 feet out on the right side of the lane. Forces it up. Shot goes down, and Kira Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 58-31 pending the free throw to complete the three-point play opportunity. So Kira Van Dyke, a 76% free throw shooter this season, will shoot the third free throw of the night for the defenders. And that one's up and down. 58-32, Morningside in front. Mustangs have the basketball. This is McManaman. McManaman goes right side to Lacey Lehman. Lehman to Baudette. Baudette down to the baseline. Teets. Teets with a left hand. Good. Jessica Teets with a two-point basket. She's got 11. North College trails 60-32. 13:50 and counting. Ball game. Left side pass. Jamie Cook. Cook comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Bone. Bone with it around the horn over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Cook. Cook, left-handed hook shot, no good. And the rebound tipped around and controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs have the basketball. McManaman. McManaman to Shelby Baudette. Baudette across half court. Baudette on the left side. This is Lehman. Shot in the lane, no good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders and Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal with 13:21 remaining. Free throws on the way for Jessica Teets, a 46% free throw shooter. She made her free throw attempt in the first half. She's got two coming here. First one is good. She's got another one. She's got 12 points off of the bench for Morningside. They have scored 34 points, or have gotten 34 points from their bench. Second free throw on the way for Teets is up and good. She's got 13. And the Mustang lead is 62-32. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma over to Bone. Bone in the backcourt. Comes back over to Bone. Bone middle of the floor to Marish. Marish, they bring the defense. Bone gets it on the right side. Back over to Marish. Marish in between the circles. Gives it up. Jelsma, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Newman has it in between the circles. She's got it. Goes high post to Marish. Marish free throw line. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs have the basketball. Lacey Lehman across half court. She goes right side. Bobby McManaman. McManaman left side. Three. Good. 19 for McManaman. Morningside throwing it in from everywhere. 65-32. Morningside with the lead. North College with the basketball. Right side pass goes to Bone. Bone to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman goes left side to Brookice. Brookice, well out on the floor, has to go to Marish on the left elbow. She brings it down and is stripped. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Morningside in the backcourt, that's McManaman. McManaman gives it up to Ebert, and Ebert will take it across the timeline. Ebert to McManaman. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma will take it hard. Comes over to Brookice. Brookice, nothing there, and she loses it. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Morningside basketball. 11:46 left to play in this game. Morningside, 65. North College, 32. Morningside basketball, they've got this one well in hand. up by 33 with 11:41 left to play. Pass goes into lane Teets. Teets, they bring the double team, and on the double team, Kayla Brookice is called for the personal foul. Kayla Brookice whistled for the personal foul here with 11:34 left to go in the game. It's foul number two on Brookice. Teets to trigger it. Teets' pass is stolen away by Spronk. Spronk to Skelhas. Skelhas quickly up the floor. She goes right side, Brookice. Brookice the trailer, Spronk. Kick out, Bone. Bone, three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Door College basketball. So Morningside on defense. Door College with the basketball underneath their basket. Throwing it in is Skelhas. Skelhas to Spronk. Spronk puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by McManaman. McManaman up the floor for the Mustangs. She passes right side. Comes back over to Anderson. Anderson blocked on the play. Now the ball's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Door College basketball on the held ball. 65-32. Door College down with 11:03 left to play. In regulation. Right side with it is Skelhas. The suspense taken out of this one early. Spronk down to the baseline. Cut off, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on the play against the Mustangs. Jessica Teets. Teets whistled for the personal with 10:50 remaining in the game. It's team foul number four on the Mustangs in this half. Skelhas over to Spronk. Spronk, right side. Her pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Morningside. It'll be Door College basketball. Door College to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop on the sideline. They go high post Marsh. Marsh, 17-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke put back good. Kara Van Dyke with all but two of Door College's 12 points in the second half. North College trails 65-34. Getting loose on the other end is McManaman. McManaman now with 21. And the Mustangs lead it 67-34. 10:15 and counting. Spronk at half court. And Spronk is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Ebert. Randy Ebert whistled for the personal with 10:13 remaining. Team foul number five on the Mustangs in this half. Wholesale changes for Morningside. Door College has their original starting five on the floor right now. Spronk's pass back to Skelhas is turned over. Leanne Osten comes up with it. She goes right side, Trask. Trask on the wing. Trask looking for someone to pass to. Passes through the lane. Gets it away to Bloom. Bloom, two-point basket. Good. Bloom with 9 points. Defenders trail 69-34. In the backcourt is Spronk. Spronk, double team. Dribbles through the double team. Gets it away to Marsh. Ball's down on the floor. And they're going to call a jump ball. Alternating possession. It'll be Morningside basketball. 69-34, our score. Morningside has the basketball and the lead. Mustangs have it on the right side. Baudette. Baudette goes back over to Bloom. Bloom, deep left corner. Bloom with the basketball. Gives it up. Trask. Trask. Lob pass over the top. Mule. Mule. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Her shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. It has not been the Dort College defenders' night tonight, and that's the understatement. 71-34, Morningside in front. 9:20 left to play. Spronk commits the personal foul with 9:20 left to go in this game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Mule. 9 points for Ashlyn Mule. Averaging 11.3 points per game. Marish on the left side picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice looking for the pass as she's double-teamed. Comes back right side, Cook. Cook to Marsh. Marsh dribbles and dribbles it off of her leg out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside gets it back on the turnover. Door College plagued by 17 turnovers in the first half of play. ...72-34, Dort College, trailing by 38. Mustangs have it. They go left side. Osten to Bloom. Bloom to Baudette. Swing pass over the top, Osten. Osten with the basketball. Goes high post, Bloom. Bloom, 17-footer, missed everything. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Morningside calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Mid Center 88.5 FM after the timeout. Dort College with the basketball. They go into the corner to Cook. Cook with the ball. Gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts up the jumper from 15 right wing. Good. Kara Van Dyke with 14 points tonight. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Morningside basketball. They give it up Baudette. Baudette to Trask. Trask on the left elbow. Trask comes back over to Baudette. Baudette to Trask. Trask down to the baseline. Cut off. Gives it up Mule. Mule's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. And that's taken down by Micah Hulst. Right side passes Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Micah Hulst on the block. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke three. Missed it. No good. Short. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Chelsea Trask comes up with a rebound. She gets the return pass now on the right side. Goes underneath Mule. Mule with the basketball, and her pass is taken away by Robin Blount. Blount with the basketball. Doesn't have the number. She's going to drive it in anyhow. Forces it up. Misses it. Too strong over the rim. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs will bring it back the other way. Shall be Baudette with the ball. Baudette to Trask. Trask left side. Osten. Osten finger roll. Baseline. No good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs back over to Trask. Trask to Baudette. Baudette with the ball. And a travel violation called on Morningside. Dort College gets it back on the turnover. 7:02 remaining. 7:02 left to play in this contest. Morningside leading 72-36. Bringing the ball back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma with it on the right wing. Gives it up to Cook. Cook with the ball. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, left side, Spronk. Spronk through the lane pass intended for Hulst, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Morningside Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 72-36. Right side pass, Dort College, Blount. Blount down to the baseline, cut off, gets it away, Micah Hulst. Hulst puts up the 10-footer from the right side, no good. And the rebound, we've got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Morningside. And Mull will pick up the personal foul with 6:33 left to go in regulation. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. This will be a two-shot situation as Blount was fouled on the putback attempt. Robin's first free throw is good. So Blount with another free throw coming. Robin's playing time this since the Christmas break, spotty. Makes both free throws, though. And the defenders trail 72-38. Mustangs have the ball. Chelsea Trask on the right wing. Trask with the basketball. She gives it up middle of the floor. Pass underneath Mull. Mull shot good. 11 points for Mull. Dort College trail 74-38. 6:05 and counting. Down to the baseline is Sprunk. Sprunk hauls, tossed around the horn. They go Blount. Blount to Jelsma. Jelsma into the lane. Nothing there. She's going to lean one up off the glass. Too strong. No good. Rebound controlled by Sprunk. Sprunk too strong on the layup attempt. And the rebound is controlled by Morningside. Morningside has the basketball. Mustangs will bring it up. Osten. Osten. Left side. Trask. Trask's pass controlled by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball as she gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma looking for someone to pass to. Goes out front, intended for Cook, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Morningside. Beg your pardon, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Mustangs with a new set of five checking in again. Dort College countering with Emily Newman. Kayleen Anderson will throw the ball in. Randy Ebert with the ball. She passes left side to McManaman. McManaman with the ball. Comes back out front. McManaman goes right side. Ebert. Ebert feeds it high post to Anderson. Anderson, kick out pass. Three on the way. Good. Randy Ebert with her second three. Morningside leads 77-38. 5 minutes left to go in this one. 77-38, Dort College trailing. It's been a while since we've had one of these kind for the defenders. They've come a long ways and made themselves competitive in almost every contest in recent memory, but tonight it has been all Morningside. 77-38. Pass goes left side, another three on the way, McManaman. This one's no good. Fight for the basketball and a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Micah Holst and Jessica Teets tied up on the play. 77-38, Morningside in the driver's seat. Jessica Jelsma will bring the ball up. Calls for a set play. Jelsma on the right side. In front of the Dort College bench. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Marish. Marish faces up. Kicks it back over to Newman. Newman right baseline. Newman back to Marish. Marish with the right hand up strong. Good. Elise Marish with 4 points. Dort College trails 77-40. 4:05 and counting. Ball game. Right side McManaman. McManaman underneath Teets. Teets comes back left side. Three on the way. That's good for Lacey Lehman. Lehman with 6 points. Morningside leads 80-40. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma near midcourt. We're going to have new players in for the Mustangs. Pass left side, Jelsma. Jelsma gives underneath Holst. Holst spins with the left hand, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Mustangs, but getting the steal on the other end is Blount. But Blount steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. For Morningside, Nicole Ronner into the contest. Jordan Wallenberg back in. Meredith Wall for the first time. Mandy Osborne also in for the first time, along with Allison Bachman. Pass goes right side. Ronner, Ronner, three, good. Ronner with the three-point basket. Morningside leads 83-40. 3:10 left to go in this contest. Jelsma with the basketball. She comes back over. Newman. Newman puts up the runner. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected out. Controlled by the defenders. Left side pass. It goes Jelsma. Dort College has been outscored 41-18 in this half. Jelsma over to Blount. Blount will step into the 17-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Bethany Holst. Her shot. Left it short. No good. And the rebound taken out by Blount. Blount with a two-point basket. Blount with four. And the defenders trail 83-42. Mustangs with the basketball in the lane. They get it back outside. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Osborne. And now a tie-up inside. Called on Robin Blount and Morningside's Mandy Osborne. Lexi Raddick will check in. Emily Newman will check out. 83-42, our score. Morningside in front. Morningside throwing the ball in, Rahner. Right side, three, no good by the Mustangs. Rebound, though, corralled by Mull. I beg your pardon, that wasn't Mull, that was Wallenberg. Step through, move again by the Mustangs. Allison Bachman from the right side of the lane. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And free throws on the way now for Morningside's Allison Bachman. Bachman will shoot a pair. 2:10 left to play in this contest. Free throw, no good. Another one on the way. This has been a rapidly played contest tonight. Dort College has shot a total of 5 free throws, according to my count. For Morningside, Bachman missed the first free throw. She's got another one coming. She makes that one. Morningside, by comparison, has shot a total of 12 free throws in this contest. So not many free throws shot tonight, and that has resulted in a fast-moving basketball game. Never got to the bonus in the first half. Dort College just into the bonus right now. Jelsma feeds it down low, intended for Bethany Hulst. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So with 1:57 left to play in regulation, Morningside will bring it up. Rahner on the left side. She gives it up to Wall. Wall's pass down low. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. No. Turn it around the other way. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Abigail Olson checks into the contest. She's a 5'9 freshman from Atkinson, Nebraska. Robin Blount will check out. 1:40 and counting. Jelsma with the basketball. Dort College down 84-42. Jelsma to Olson. Olson to Raddick. Raddick puts up the shot. Blocked. Controlled by Morningside. Morningside to Bachman. Bachman with the basketball. 1:20 and counting. Bachman goes left side. Rahner, three. Good. Nicole Rahner with the three-point basket. Morningside leads it 87-42. It's been all Morningside tonight. It was 18-8 at one point in the first half. Morningside never slowed up. Pass intended for Bethany Hulst. And Dort College just a step out of sync this evening all the way around. Mustangs will bring it up. 1 minute left to go in this contest. Pass goes right side. Mustangs have it. Meredith Wall. Three on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Blocked. Controlled by Hulst. That's Micah Hulst. Now the long pass over the top intended for Bethany Hulst. Controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs will bring it back the other way. With the ball is Meredith Wall. Morningside's going to improve to 19-4, 11-3 in the conference. Dort College is going to slip to a 13-11 and 7-7. Driving in the lane, and we've got a foul called against Abigail Olson. A 1-1 opportunity coming here for the Mustangs. So Abigail Olson whistled for the personal foul with 26.5 seconds remaining. And a 1-1 opportunity coming here for Mandy Osborne. Osborne's free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. 88-42. Next up for the defenders, they'll have to regroup, face Briar Cliff on Saturday in Sioux City. Osborne makes them both. Morningside leads 89-42. 20 seconds left to play in this game. Pass goes to Olson. Olson, another turnover. Rahner coming back the other way. Lays it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Has it stripped. Morningside with a steal in the backcourt. That's Meredith Wall with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 91-42. 5 seconds left, and that's how it's going to end. Morningside 91, Dort College 42 in women's GPAC basketball action. Back with a recap of tonight's basketball game and the women's play. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Wireless World postgame wrap comes up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 91-42 outcome. losing to the Mustangs, and it was tough going for the Defenders the entire contest in the second half. Only four players scored, and Caravan Dyke had 12 of Dort College's 20 points in the second half. On the positive side of things, it has been a while since the Defender women have been involved in a contest like this. The negative, though, this was a game Dort College was obviously hoping to get to try and make a move in the conference standings. That's not going to happen after this evening. Have to wait till the weekend to try and get back on the winning track as they face the Briarcliff Chargers on the road this Saturday afternoon. Final score once again, Dort College defeated by Morningside 91-42. Morningside led it 18-8. Pushed the lead again to double digits at 28-18 after Dort College made a mini run. Morningside closed the half with a 10-0 run to go up 41-22. Second half, Dort College never able to make a run at the Mustangs. They exchanged baskets with Dort College trailing by 17 at 53-26. And from there, it was all Morningside. They pushed the lead to plus 30 at 65-32. We're up 77-40. And outscored Dort College from that point 14-2. To take the 91-42 advantage, the win. Bobby McManaman off of the bench for 21 points, 16 of them in the first half, while the Mustangs got another 13 points from Jessica Teets off of the bench. 14 points for Caravan Dyke to lead the Defenders. She was the only player in double digits for Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders lose to Morningside in women's college basketball play 91-42. Around the conference, we don't have any other finals in as we got done with this one in a hurry. Over in Orange City, Northwestern leads Briarcliff by a point. That's still got 5 minutes to go, though. Midland leads Nebraska Wesleyan by 27 with under a minute to go, so Midland's going to win that game. No report on the Mount Marty. Dakota Wesleyan women's contest at this point. And we will try to get that once again. Well, that's a four-point ball game. Mount Marty in front of Dakota Wesleyan with 1:50 left to go in the game. And Concordia and Doan. Let's see if we have any reports from Crete, Nebraska. Last one we have on that was 30-29 at halftime. Doan in front of Concordia. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Both men's teams warming up for the second half of our twin bill. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers from the DeWitt Gymnasium right after that. Before we get to the numbers, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma so he can be on his way. The Dort College Defenders fall 91-42. And, Coach, a game where you got down double digits at 18-8 and just never able to get going. A lot of that had to do with Morningside and what they did to your team defensively this evening. It's been a while since we've had to talk after one of these, but Morningside never really let you in this contest.
No, Morningside was really good tonight, and they just physically manhandled us, you know, and the game was called in a way where little bumps and grabs aren't going to be fouls, and we didn't respond to that very well. But, you know, they made shots, too, and they got a lot of transition. You know, we had way too many turnovers. We weren't smart with the ball. I didn't think we worked hard enough. And we may have matched their energy at first, but... You know, we got worse and they got better as the night went on, and it all ended up in a very, very ugly blowout.
Second half, one of the lone bright spots for you was Caravan Dyke ends up with 12 over 14 points in the second half. What allowed her to have the only real offensive success for your team this evening?
She got the ball in good spots and was able to catch and shoot it. You know, and I mean, we just needed points, so we were going to shoot quickly, and she made some shots.
Bobby McManaman comes off of the bench for 21 points for the Mustangs. That's a player that obviously is on your scouting report because she did something similar when you played Morningside in Sioux City. What made it difficult to defend her this evening?
Well, when we went man, she came off screens and we didn't bump her very well. When we played zone, she would get lost on the weak side and then skip it to her. You know, I mean, I don't think we could have been any more clear in the scouting report, but, you know, credit Morningside. They got her open. And they found her, and she knocked down shots all night long.
Barcliff, on Saturday, you've got to have a short memory on this one.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. I really want to see where the problems are and what caused all the problems here and why they were able to play so well against us here. But, yeah, we'll have to get ready for Barcliff on Saturday, and that's just the way it is.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take a look at the numbers for tonight's women's college basketball game. Morningside outscores Door College 41-22 in the first half, 50-20 in the second half. All that adds up to a 91-42 win for the Mustangs. By the way, those of you listening, planning on an 8 o'clock start time for tonight's men's college basketball game, we're going to get started before 8 o'clock, so if you want to be in your seat, you had best make your way to the DeWitt Gymnasium soon for the men's contest to begin at about, I imagine, between 5 and 10 till 8 o'clock this evening. Back to the numbers. Dort College, 17 of 52 from the floor, 32.7%, 4 for 17 on three-pointers, 23.5%, 4 for 5 on free throws, 80%. Mustangs, 33 for 65 for 50.8%. 14 of 24 on threes, 58.3%. It's going to be tough to beat teams when they do that. 11 of 14 on free throws, 78.6%. Morningside out rebounds, Door College 35-34. Here's the telltale stat. Door College 31 turnovers, Morningside 13. 18 steals for the Mustangs, 9 for the defenders. Dort College was led by Caravan Dykes, 14 points, 6 for 10 from the floor, 1 for 2 on threes. She had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 block shots. 7 points each for Kayla Brookice and Brianna Spronk. 4 for Elise Marish, 4 for Robin Blount, 3 for Danelle Bone, 3 for Jasmine Skelhas. For their total of 42 points, 42 points, the low water mark of the season so far for the defenders. 21 points to lead all scorers for Bobby McManaman, 7 of 9 from the floor, 5 for 7 on threes, 13 for Jessica Teets, 11 for Ashlyn Mull, 8 points for Shelby Baudette, 9 points for Hannah Bloom, 6 each for Randy Ebert, Nicole Rauner, and Lacey Lehman, 4 for Leanne Austin, 2 for Chelsea Trask, 2 for Meredith Wall, 2 for Mandy Osborne, and 1 for Allison Bachman for their total of 91 points. Ashlyn Mull led Morningside with 5 rebounds, 4 rebounds each for Leanne Osten and Hannah Bloom, 3 for Jessica Teets, Chelsea Trask, and Shelby Baudette. For the defenders, 6 rebounds for Jessica Jelsma, 5 for Brianna Sprong, 4 each for Caravan Dyke and Kayla Brookice. 3 rebounds for Micah Holst in limited play. 2 assists for Kayla Brookice, 2 for Caravan Dyke. 5 assists for Shelby Baudette to lead the Mustangs. 3 for Chelsea Trask, 2 for Leanne Austin, and 3 for Jordan Wollenberg. 6 steals for Leanne Austin, 2 steals each for Chelsea Trask, Randy Ebert, Meredith Wall, and Lacey Lehman. For Dort College, 3 steals for Brianna Sprong, 2 for Kayla Brookice, and 2 for Robin Blount. 91-42, Morningside improves with the win. Their record is now 19-4, 11-3 in the conference. Dort College slips to 13-11 and 7-7. In the GPAC. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the scores that we can track down from the conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.